Flour milling executives from sub-Saharan Africa are in the U.S. Plains states to get the latest information about the hard red winter wheat harvest, crop quality, and value. U.S. Wheat Associates, the U.S. wheat industry's export market development organization, anticipates new opportunities to export more U.S. hard red winter wheat to these countries. To ensure key wheat buyers in the region get the latest information they need about hard red winter wheat quality and value, U.S. Wheat Associates brought a team of flour milling executives from Nigeria, South Africa, Tanzania, and Liberia to Kansas, Texas, and Oklahoma on June 11 through the 21st. While in Kansas, the flour millers toured the GrainCraft Wheat Quality Lab in Wichita, the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center and IGP Institute in Manhattan, and Cargill Elevator and Wheat Harvest near Salina. Aaron Harries, Vice President of Research and Operations at Kansas Wheat, traveled with the group. He said Nigerian flour millers continue to be extremely good customers for Kansas wheat farmers. About half of the Kansas wheat crop is exported every year, and Nigeria has been a top buyer in recent years. They love the consistent quality they get in wheat from the U.S. We want to be able to grow our market share in the sub-Saharan region and build the same relationship of trust with their buyers in South Africa. Nigeria has been a solid market for U.S. hard red winter wheat for the past couple decades. U.S. wheat farmers, through trade servicing and technical support of U.S. Wheat Associates, funded with strong support from USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service, helped establish flour milling as a highly successful industry in the West African nation. Hard red winter wheat became the standard source of flour for pan bread and instant noodles in Nigeria. Unfortunately, the U.S. has lost market share in recent years, mainly due to cheaper wheat from other origins, including Russia, Europe, Argentina, and Australia. U.S. wheat continues to keep buyers informed about U.S. wheat quality, and a long-term effort to provide regular trade service, including this annual trade team visit, as well as training and technical assistance to major Nigerian flour milling companies. South Africa is a smaller market than Nigeria, but annual per capita wheat consumption is the highest in the sub-Saharan region. Though it varies widely year to year, South Africa produces only about half of its annual wheat consumption. Millers prefer imports of hard red winter and similar classes of German and Argentinian wheat, and tend to buy more of whatever is the least expensive. Before their time in Kansas, the team visited the Port of Corpus Christi, Tulsa Port of Catoosa, export elevators in Texas, and a wheat farm in Oklahoma. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.